sweet sigh. Sweet sigh. Sweet sigh. Sweet sigh. Sunshine stereo. Sweet sigh. Sunshine story song. You. A sweet sigh. A sunshine story song. You glimmer, glimmer. A sweet sigh. A sunshine story. Oh. You glimmer by the ocean. You know I never have seen a space in the pocket. You leap and toward it, swat it, and taunt it. You fast forward like a phase rocket. You flipped it in the air like a coin and counted my hand. Tied onto your hand, so deep within the sand. So deep we both scream, like on a trampoline. Like in a foreign dream, like things on what they seem. Was all slew.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 09, 10, 11 on a Monday night slash technically a Tuesday morning. And it is a weird one tonight. I feel like I say that too much, but tonight it really is weird because I came into the station, I'm in the studio, and I was informed that the internet on the computer that we normally use for things that we need the computer for is not working. And so I'm using my own personal laptop for many more purposes than just playing music tonight. So it's going to be a little bit hectic, a little bit disoriented, like more so than it normally is, I think. It also means that, unless I am mistaken, I can't tell how many people are listening, which is probably fine, because usually I'm like a little bit disappointed whenever I check that. But I don't know, maybe we can find a way. If I go to shoutcast.com, maybe? Okay, that might not load. We're going to give up. Whoa, we're going to give up for now. Maybe I'll try to figure it out later. But anyways, yeah, welcome to Probably Birds. As I said, we might be about birds. Usually we're not. That's all right. I don't really care too much, and I hope that you don't either. But what do we have in store tonight? I talk about things on this show. I talk about my own life, usually, because it is the life that is most accessible to me. Someone just looked into the studio. I'm wondering if they're going to come on in here or not. But it doesn't look like it. I'm pretty sure this is my showtime. For whatever reason, I was kind of doubting that as I came into the station. But I'm like, Maybe I'll check my calendar. One second. I'm going to be pretty embarrassed if I have... No, it is my showtime. Excellent. Welcome to Probably Birds. We might be about birds. I've said that a couple times. I'll say it a couple more times, probably. My life. Okay. Let's just get right into it. Why not? I woke up this morning. I have a 10:30 a.m. class. Woke up at 9 because I wanted to be extra safe that I got to class on time because I was, like, pretty convinced that I had a midterm. And so, you know, I get up, I get ready, I go to class and leave a bit earlier than I tend to leave, which is good because usually I'm running, like, a little bit late. So for today, in contrast, I was running a little bit on time, which was a nice change of pace. So I get there, I sit down, and this person, Vaishnavi, sits next to me, as she sometimes does, and we know we're talking a bit. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I guess I didn't really study for this midterm, but, you know, I think I'm ready for it. I think I can do it. And she looks at me kind of confused, and I'm like, we do have a midterm today, right? And she laughs. It doesn't say anything. She just laughs. And so I don't really know what to make of that. And so I'm still kind of assuming we have a midterm, but for some reason the professor is moving all of the chairs into a circle, like a circle formation, like a conversational thing. So I think, man, this is going to be one unconventional midterm where we're all talking and discussing with each other. But still I'm thinking, yeah, we got a midterm because if we didn't, surely Vaishnavi, I think her name's Vaishnavi. I might be butchering that pronunciation. And if so, I apologize, even though I'm positive she will never listen to this show. In part because I don't think she knows it exists, and perhaps we should keep it that way. But anyways, eventually it becomes apparent to me, I think via people talking around me, and also maybe the professor just told us, that the midterm was in fact moved to Wednesday, and yes, in fact, everyone else in the class had remembered that fact aside from myself. But that's okay, because it means that I got to class on time, and that I'll be a little bit better prepared for Wednesday as long as I play my cards right. I tend not to play my cards very well, but I don't know. I usually come out ahead above average. Not as good as I could, but above average. Anyways, I feel like I'm talking very fast today, which is a nice, it's a cool change of pace, but maybe we should slow it down for those people who are listening and don't have the mental capacity to really pay attention to each word I say in such a fast pace. Regardless, I have to tell you the songs we played. We just heard Sweet Sigh by Chapo, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them. I think sometimes I accidentally say my uncle and niece. If I ever say that, that is incorrect. It's my uncle and my cousin, which is to say my uncle and his daughter. Thank you for making that song for my use. What else? Yeah, so I had my not midterm, which was a nice kind of surprise. It was definitely a welcome surprise, but I was in this room and I got into the... Maybe you know what I mean when I say you arrive in the room and you're in test-taking mode already. And so I was in that mode. I was in the mode where I would have to write basically an in-class essay. And so when it turned out to be a very conversation-based class, I had not, like, prepared myself for that. And I found that I was not unable to speak. I could have spoken if I wanted to, of course, but very much not wanting to speak for the entire class. And I think it's because I had just gotten myself into the mindset of being quiet and focusing on an essay. And all of a sudden we have this kind of free-flowing conversation about the topics that will be on the midterm. And I found that talking was just way beyond any of my capabilities in that moment. And that, to some extent, that feeling continued throughout the day. I mean, it was a weird day where my body was very tired for no real reason at all. I got enough sleep last night, which is rare. So for all you listeners at home, I don't know how many of you there are because I can't check because the Wi-Fi is not working, but give some claps because I got enough sleep last night, and yet my body was exhausted throughout the entire day, and it still is. And yet my mind, my brain, very antsy. Perhaps you can tell by the way I think I'm speaking faster than I normally speak. It was, my brain wanted to do so many things today, and my body was having none of it. There was a time during lunch when I wanted to get up and get, like, cookies. I was in the dining hall. And I thought, great, that sounds like an awesome idea. I love cookies. I want the cookies. I want them in my mouth, in my body. Give me those sweet chocolate chunks. Oh, Jesus. Okay. But anyways, I found myself incapable of rising from my chair and going to get them. And I was with friends, and I told them this. I told them, don't get me the cookies. I'll do it eventually. In the end, I got 3 brownies instead of 1 cookie. And that turned out to be okay. Anyways, we are going to keep playing some music, and then I'll come back and I'll talk. This playlist, I don't know. In some ways, I like the second half a lot more than the first half. You might disagree. You might not. But if you don't like the first half, stick around. I mean, I like it all to some extent. I only play music I like, of course. I'm going to stop talking now and play music, and I hope you enjoy. And if you don't enjoy it yet, I hope you enjoy it later. Great. I love you. Cool. Okay, that means that I have to talk again. All right, let's see. We just heard, let me check, because I already forget. It was The Day Is Coming by My Morning Jacket, followed by Everything Will Be All Right by The Killers, and then finally Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes. All right, and on that note, I think we are going to read a quick PSA because I am told that it is something I have to do. Let's see. We're going to read one of the ones that make us a little bit worried. there we go. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, there you go. That was our PSA of the night. And now let's continue with our conversation. I feel like tonight, as with last week, I actually have like some things to say and talk about, which is rare. It's very, very rare. But so I'm in a class, and the class is called The Exceptional Child. I have this class today. It is about children with disabilities of all sorts. And we just received our final project for this class, which is to create and make, like physically construct a children's book that is made for children with disabilities and is about children with disabilities, which may not sound like too daunting a task, but you've got to keep in mind that we like literally have to physically create a book. And we're not really given the resources to do this. I mean, we're given like staples and glue and cardboard or paper or whatever and like all sorts of like felt, etc. So we have like a lot of arts and craft supplies, but it really, I feel, at least for me, it's not going to be very useful because of my lack of proficiency with arts and craft supplies. Because I have to like literally physically make a book. And not only do I have to make the physical object of the book, but I have to create the content of this book, which is going to include a story that is accessible and exciting for children, and about, you know, children with disabilities, etc. To the end of making it accessible to children, I will probably have to illustrate it to some degree, and I have no idea how to go about that. So we have to do all that. We have to make a book. It has to be, you know, children with a wide range of disabilities of, you know, various degrees of severity, etc., should be able to interact with and use this book effectively. So there's a lot to keep in mind there. And then at the end of the year, kind of during final season, we are going to have to present the book, which involves us taking our book that we made by hand out of like cardboard and hot glue and reading it out loud to children. But not only children, because the professor for this class has also contacted a prominent children's book publishing company and has said, hey, come on down. We have students who will be reading, presenting their books, and maybe you want to see them. Now, this is the publishing company. I forget the name of them, but I know that they are responsible for Where's Waldo? Who can forget? Maisie, I think, is the mouse that has a name and wears clothes. And other books, I think. I imagine there are more. And so they're kind of like a real publishing company. And they're going to come to our class, and I'm going to have my strange cardboard hot glue contraption straight out of the oven, because I'll probably have to bake it for some reason. So it's going to be too hot to handle, quite literally. I didn't even mean that as like an expression people say in making it a joke. I just literally am going to have to drop it. It's going to light something on fire. But the only thing on fire is going to be the press, because they're going to be printing my book because they'll love it. There you go. It turned happy. Speaking of kids, I was talking to my friend Mandy. I've mentioned Mandy on the show before because Mandy asked me to mention her on the show. This Mandy mention is not solicited by Mandy. Regardless, I was talking to my friend Mandy just like a couple hours ago, actually, about like stuff we did as kids, more or less. And Mandy, I learned, I don't know if she knows I'm sharing this over the airwaves, but I'm going to do it anyways. When she was in elementary school, thought that if she ate her notes from class, like the physical paper handouts that she would receive in class, if she like ate the paper, then she would just kind of gain the knowledge contained on the handout without having to actually go through the process of learning this. And so she did that for a period of time. She would go home and she would kind of take the lessons from class and she would eat them. And she did that until her mom found her eating just, you know, paper after paper and said, Mandy, listen, what are you doing? And Mandy explained, and the mom was like, Mandy, come on. That's not how it works. You can't just eat the paper and hope to gain the knowledge contained on the paper. And then again, I mean, Mandy, very smart person, so maybe it worked. Maybe she was onto something. I wouldn't know. But if you ever wanted to know a fun fact about someone who is probably a stranger to you, there you go. When I was a kid, I never ate. I ate a little bit of paper, because I think we all eat a little bit of paper as a kid. I might be wrong. And if that's the case, I regret sharing that fact with you. And I'm going to double down and say also when I was a kid, like pre-K, kindergarten or whatever, I would like oftentimes just put coins in my mouth and just walk around with like coin, like pennies or dimes, you know, smaller coins. Small enough that every now and then as I was walking along, sucking on my favorite, you know, Abraham Lincoln or whatever, I would accidentally swallow the coin. And I wouldn't tell anyone because I think, I'd have more coins, so I'd just pop another one in my gob. And B, I didn't want to get in trouble for eating coins because I knew that I wasn't really supposed to eat coins, but I would. I mean, I wouldn't try to eat them. It would just happen that I would have them in my mouth, and it's like swallowing gum. You never really try to eat gum. It just sort of happens. And that was me with coins when I was like in pre-K and kindergarten. I was like a little walking piggy bank, and I bet if you took me, a small child, and shook me violently, I would shake. And thankfully, I can say that we never had to find out if I would, I mean, like, I would rattle with coins, you know, like a piggy bank would. We never found out, because I was not really shaken about as a child all too much, that I can recall at least. But it's something to think about, I suppose. Anyways, I have like 15 seconds before I'm supposed to play more music based on the arbitrary schedule I've designed for myself. And so I'm going to fill the rest of the 5 seconds with me telling you that I'm going to play more music. And you're beautiful and you're lovely. And I hope you enjoy. And I'll be back to talk to you in not too long. So don't get too worried or anything. I'll be back. Okay, good. Good. right, and I am back much quicker than last time, and we just heard October by The Broken Bells, and then Mardi Gras Beads by Parquet Courts. Now, this was an accident, of course, because I don't really plan these things out, but today seems like a fitting day to play October, because, of course, it is the 30th now of October. I've missed the 31st of October because my show is on a Monday night slash Tuesday morning, technically a Tuesday. But it's sad, you know, Spooktober, guys, is coming to an end, and, like, what do we have after this, like, Spookvember? I don't think so. It doesn't sound quite as good. And let's face it, November is not as spooky. I mean, October has... We've talked about this a little bit on the show already, so I'll keep it short, and maybe if you'd be so kind, you'd even judge it as sweet. But anyways, October, it's got ghosts. It's got pumpkins, the spookiest gourd. It's got skeletons. I mean, there's skeletons everywhere, but especially in October. What does November got? It's got turkeys. Which are quite frightening. I mean, they're frightening if they try to fight you. I've never been in a fight with a turkey, but they're big birds and they move around in flocks as birds tend to do. And so I feel like if I were like walking down an alley late at night and I came across like a flock of turkeys, I would be, you know, I'd be a bit on edge. And I imagine that the turkeys would then proceed to accost me. Is that a word? Accost? It sounds like a word. We're going to say it is. It sounds right in my mouth, which is really, I think, the most important criteria for a word. Try it out someday, guys. I mean, feel free to tweet, I should say. Feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds if you have any opinions at all and want to just kind of throw it into the Twitter void, because no one uses that hashtag. No one will ever look at it. But maybe I will at some point. So yeah, something to think about. Let's see. Last show. Okay, I'm going to talk. There is another show after my show. I don't know what the show is. I forget what it's called. I forget who runs it. But there is another show with like real physical, living, breathing, heart beating people after my show now, which is kind of strange. Because I've never had that before. And so last week, I was nervous about it. I tried to appear more professional. I had kept my shoes on. Well, that's about it, really. That's all I did. I kept my shoes on so that if people walked in here, they would see me with my shoes on rather than off. But then no one showed up. And I imagine it was their first show, so maybe they just forgot, which is very understandable. Or maybe they needed sleep, which is also totally okay, because you got to take care of yourself first. But this week, I've decided they didn't show up last time, and now that I've gotten the used to the idea of some other show after mine, I've grown more comfortable. And so once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, babes of all sorts, I have my shoes off in the station, and hopefully no one shows up and judges me, but they probably will. Which will be okay, too. I'm not too concerned. I mean, I'm okay with being judged a little bit for being barefoot once a week at, like, 2 a.m. There are worse things in this world. But we'll see. I mean, I've practiced all these cool lines to say to people when they come in, like, oh, yeah, feel free to come in. Oh, no, don't worry, you're not imposing. Oh, my station is your station. And, of course, it's not my station, nor is it their station. But I think it'd be nice for us to just kind of pretend together that we have some sort of real ownership of this space, rather than it being a space that in many ways I find tends to own us. So there's something else for you to think about tonight as you, I don't know, work on your comp sci homework, Steven. That's a call out, I think. Maybe it's going to put him on edge. Maybe he's not listening anymore. I couldn't tell you. Regardless, I had something else to say. Oh, yeah. Lately, a couple times. This is another cool anecdote from my life. You know, I never know if people enjoy the... I never know if people enjoy the show. And B, if they do, I never know if they enjoy it more when I actually have real things to talk about or when I am actually just, like, terribly trying to fill airspace. Because sometimes I feel like The crazy stuff I make up is more interesting than the real stories from my day. Or at least maybe it's more interesting for me to come up with them. I don't know. Feel free to tweet #probablybirds, but also, I don't really care. That's a good theme of the show, apathy. It's a weird mix of apathy and really my demanding that you love yourself as much as I love you. So it's a mix of things. Anyways, I was hanging out today doing homework in the SEC, the Science and Engineering Complex. I don't have a lot of time to share this story, so I'll make it quick. But in the SEC, there's a room where only mechanical engineers are allowed. And I entered this room because I had a mechanical engineer friend, and I did homework in this room. And I was there with my biomedical engineering friend as well. And it got out that Lydia, that's her name, Lydia, is in fact not a mechanical engineer, but a biomedical engineer. And people were making fun of Lydia for it. And I was as well, me being a clinical psychology student who also might major in child development. I have no engineer. As far as STEM fields go, mine are pretty soft. But I, by ganging up on Lydia, I think I convinced the other mechanical engineers, the other dudes in the room, and let's face it, they were like all dudes, because it's a problem, but it's the truth. And they were all basically, I convinced the dudes that I was one of them, because let's face it, I'm like a white guy, and so no one really questions my presence in like 90% of spaces. And maybe it's wrong of me to, in fact, it is wrong of me to abuse my privilege to lie to people and kind of tease Lydia. But at the time, it was pretty fun. And I like to think harmless. I mean, it was harmless in that Lydia didn't care. Harmful in that, well, you can figure it out. I've got like 7 seconds here, so I can't go into the details, but yikes. Okay, on that note, I'm going to play a bit more music, and then I'm going to come back and say goodnight to all of you, and maybe someone else will show up, and maybe they won't, but either way, I hope you enjoy the rest of the music, and you are so loved and so lovely, and I'm just going to play the songs. Great.
Kiss you on the mouth, we'll cut our bodies. The jiggle? I don't know. I wish I was like really smart where I did something, but I just...
No. You are really smart, and you definitely did something.
I don't know what I did. I hate when I don't know what I did. Let's see. We could probably deduce it with the power of computer science.
Just heard, let's see, it was Brand New Colony by the Postal Service, followed by Forecast Fascist Future by Of Montreal. And in between that, for some reason, I once again, for the second week in a row, decided it'd be a cool idea to input a voice memo that I took of my friends without asking them. And so, Jen, if you're listening to this show, and I know you aren't, but if you are, I apologize for using your voice without asking you in my radio show. But also, I think you'd be okay with it. Maybe I'll ask you later. Anyways, I don't think it's a good idea that I keep doing that, but I'll probably keep doing it anyways. As I'm sitting here, as the music was playing, I saw someone look into the studio, and I think it might be the people who are after me. And so I very quickly, while the lights were off and I was still alone in here, put my shoes back on and my socks back on. And so, while they might be hearing everything I'm saying right now, at the very least, they will be presented with a visual of a man who has his shoes on rather than his shoes off. And if they're listening to everything I'm saying, because we do play the station in the actual station, if they can hear me, you are welcome to come in at any time you want. My station is your station. Anyways, we're going to end the show as we normally do, I suppose, with talking about self-care and taking care of yourself, because I think that's very important. And I think that it's easy to forget. I don't think anyone really ever forgets so much, but it's easy to sort of focus on other things and prioritize other things, especially during midterms, which is about basically always for everyone nowadays. So don't forget to get the sleep you need and to take some time for yourself and to really, do small things to show you that you care about yourself and that you love yourself because you're fantastic and you definitely deserve those small things. So for everyone, you just figure out something that you enjoy or that you like, and it can be a very small thing. It can be a very big thing. But just try to, you can even schedule it if you want. Just put aside a little bit of time for yourself. And that's time that you are going to spend on you, and you're not going to worry about work or, I don't know, or Greg. I don't know who Greg is, but forget that guy, unless you are Greg, in which case, Greg, take care of yourself and I love you. But just make sure that you are remembering that you are valuable, that you have an intrinsic human worth that isn't based upon grades or anything really, other than the fact that here you are in this world and you're living and you're breathing, and maybe you're even listening to Probably Birds, which would be bizarre but pretty fantastic. I'm wondering if I should go try to get the next DJs and let them know that they're okay. Maybe I'll do that. I don't have any more music to play as if I leave the station though, so I'm a bit worried to make it just put anything on. We'll give it a minute, and if they're not in the station in a minute, I'll go and check. And oh, no, they're coming. Hey, what's up? Cool. How's it going? You see, this is a bit awkward because I'm used to closing down the station, so usually I just kind of talk. So I don't have any like music to play that you can like fade out and fade in. But I'll maybe I'll do that anyways. I'll just find like a thing to play. Cool. You should also know that the Wi-Fi isn't working on the computer, so you have to sign on to Spinatron on your laptop. Okay. It's just like Spinatron.com works the same way. Is this like your first show? Cool. If you need any help, I'm happy to help.
Is this computer connected to like hardwired internet?
I would assume so. I haven't really had time to really check, but I assume there is usually an Ethernet cable connected to it somewhere. I haven't.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm asking is. Mm-hmm.
You can use your phone. I mean, like for what? For playing music or anything? Oh yeah, that's perfectly fine. And you can just plug in the aux cable here, use your phone, your laptop, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm just saying with what you're doing on your laptop,
yep.
Can I still just basically...
No, you can't. Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. So yeah, okay, got it. So that you need, I mean, you could probably do it on your phone as well. A laptop would probably be easier. Okay, great. I mean, let's see, do you want me to play music so you can like fade in something? Or okay, I'll do that. That might be a bit easier and more smooth. So to everyone listening, I'm going to play some sort of song. Take care of yourself, take care of others, have a great night, and listen to the next show. It should be pretty good, I think, maybe. Excellent.